It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, the big game Saturday is on everybody's mind, I'm sure. But first, let's talk about a big name coming to play with the UK Symphony. Joshua Bell's in town.
Yeah, the basketball team is not the only UK organization that's having a pretty big weekend here. The UK Symphony is performing with Joshua Bell. And, you know, I kind of liken this to, you know, this is like if LeBron James came down and played with the Cats this weekend. I mean, it's, you know, I don't think that's an exaggeration at all. You know, Joshua Bell is one of the superstar violinists of our era, and he is coming to play a piece, Max Brooks' violin concerto, that is highly identified with him, with the UK Symphony. And this is something that has become, you know, almost routine for the UK Orchestra. Every year, the Singletary Center for the Arts books a marquee soloist, be it Long Long, yeah, Itzhak Perlman, or this year Joshua Bell, and pairs them up with the UK Orchestra, you know, which is really kind of a different way to see a touring musician, because lots of times, in fact, I remember the last time I saw Joshua Bell here in the Bluegrass, he was down at the Norton Center in recital with pianist Jeremy Denk, which was a great concert. But this is a chance to see, you know, and these are chances to see these musicians playing really great orchestral works with a pretty top-notch collegiate orchestra. So, and the good thing is it does not conflict with the game at all. You can go Friday night, see Joshua Bell, and then you can still catch the other Cats on Saturday night.
And speaking of Saturday night, there still are some non-basketball events taking place around town, I'm assuming.
Yeah, Walter Tunis has a column in Weekender this week, kind of talking about how a lot of people, you know, particularly in anticipation that this is what was going to happen, that UK would make the Final Four and, you know, be in poised for the championship run, sort of got out of the way of the team and did not program very heavily this weekend. But there are some venues that still have shows coming in, like Willie's, locally known, has Anne Frances Baker performing on Saturday night, who's kind of become a regular at that venue. Cosmic Charlie's is presenting a local act, C2 and the Brothers Reed, that are promoting their new EP. So they'll be playing, you know, probably the same time as the game. And in all of these venues, you know, there should be a TV around somewhere if you want to hear the music but still want to see how the game is going, that you can duck in. And Natasha's has a Mexican duo that's become kind of popular. They're Lingna Tecado and Yosiel Concepcion. I hope I pronounced those correctly. So there is music going on, but yeah, we're the Bluegrass, it's Wildcat Country, and there's a big focus on Kentucky basketball this weekend.
You were telling me about a bar guide, I guess, that you're putting in the Weekender as well.
Right. Every year when the Cats go this far in the tournament, we try to put together a guide of where to you can go to watch the game, because a lot of people like to get together and, you know, watch the game, have a communal viewing of the game. And there are lots of different options, from like the bars around campus on South Limestone. That's where I was last Saturday night, and it was kind of amazing how, you know, quickly places like Tin Roof and Two Keys and the other bar pack out, and you know, they have a line out the door waiting to get in even as the game starts, so you really have to get there early. But then there are other options like Winchell's, which is more a sit down, you know, dinner place where you can, you know, kind of gather and eat and watch the game, or the Kentucky Theater, which my colleague Janet Patton was at on Saturday night, and she said, you know, if she was going to go out and watch the game with a lot of people, that would sort of be her choice, because it's, you know, very comfortable, and the huge screen to watch the game on. So a number of different options, and we kind of lay them out for you and tell you what will be there and what time you need to get there to get a seat.
Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.